Period. Yuck. Hey, F8, Charlie Echo Hotel. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Echo Hotel. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Echo Hotel. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Echo Hotel, signing off.
K8RUH.
Hey, F8FTS in the mobile.
KGHH, testing.
KCKGL.
I didn't get that. I got your DMR ID, but I didn't get your call sign. KCKGL. Yeah, you got. You're coming bad into the receiver. I don't know if where you're at. I'll be out and about though. I'll step off for a minute. I'll be back. Tony's freaking out. KCKGL.
73WALFA.
NHCAF. NHCAF. NHEGR. NHWRO. NHWRO. NHBZR. KCH. KJO, KC8, KJO, N8BZR. BZR monitoring.
N8BZR, K8DIY, good afternoon.
K8DIY, how you doing? This is Brian, over.
Hi, Brian. Name here is located on the west of Michigan in Manistee. Doing all right. Just having a lazy Saturday so far. Been wasting hours trying to resurrect a 15-year-old single-board computer touchscreen thing. Electronic waste, and it just keeps wasting my time. So it lives up to the name. How's your Saturday going?
I didn't catch the name there, but I catch that you're on the west side of the state. That's great. Hey, it's never a waste of time, you know, trying to resurrect old electronics. You know, you're always going to learn something from it, and that's the key thing is gaining that knowledge and how to do something. I think that's great. Even if it's old, who cares? I don't care. I'm just sitting here by the radio recovering from cataract surgery. I had them do one of my eyes and I can't see anything. So I'm sitting by the radio and I tried to do some bills and I just can't even see the darn things. So I'm just resting up. Everything's going cool with the cataract surgery. I'm really impressed about the colors I can really see. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you have a Baofeng DM32, Delta Mic 32, Umbrella Victor? You got one of those? Over.
Well, Brian, it's good to hear that your surgery was successful, and yeah, definitely good luck on the recovery. You'll get there, but I imagine it is aggravating having the vision be all messed up while your eye adjusts and recovers. So I do have a Delta Mic 32, GM32 radio. I'm on it right now. I had it for about 6 months now. I enjoy how it works and enjoy how it programs, but it definitely takes a little getting used to. Got a question about it, or are you thinking about getting one, or what's up? Name here is Gordon, by the way. Delta Oscar Romeo and Delta Oscar November.
Yeah, I thought that was Gordon out there. Yeah. I remember hearing you on the radio before, and I think I got you confused with another Gordon. It's a friend of KCAZYQ, Joe Farah. He passed away. Do you know him? Over.
Does not ring a bell. Don't recognize the call sign, and not familiar with any Joes that passed away, but my condolences on that. Always a bummer to lose a member of the hobby.
Yeah, it's another Gordon then that knew him. It was a friend of his. I got the two of you guys confused. Sorry about that, Gordon. About the DM32. Okay, I have one, and it seems to be working, but then all of a sudden it won't pick up the NOAA stations anymore. And I was just wondering if you could try that on your radio. You just press the, put it on the other side A or side B, put it on the other side that you're not using the MI5 network for, and just press the asterisk key and see if you get the NOAA weather radio stations. All of a sudden they disappeared. I mean, they're there, but there's just nothing coming in on it. Over.
Oh, roger that. And I think you've got bitten by a kind of a persistent bug in the radio that Baofeng doesn't want to fix. You go into your menus, and I think it's under the radio options. There is the weather alert setting that you can turn on and off. If you have weather alert turned on, you cannot monitor the weather stations. They will only, basically unlock, or you'll only get audio if there is an actual alert in progress. Otherwise, the radio blocks the audio. So I would double check that. The workaround is to leave weather alert turned on, but then just program yourself a NOAA zone in the radio with those, what is it, 5 or 7 frequencies, and then you can monitor them and also keep the weather alert feature turned on. So I recommend double checking that in your K8DIY.
Oh, thanks, Gordon. Thank you very much. Yes, I definitely have the weather alert set on, and I was just wondering why I couldn't receive the stations anymore. That does seem like a bug that Baofeng should fix. It's about time they do some fixes on their firmware, because they haven't done any in a long time. Oh, thank you so much, Gordon. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go check that right now. I'm not talking on that radio now. I'm talking on the Radiodity. DV25D, you know, that little itsy-bitsy 20-watt radio old from here. I'm talking to you from Mount Clemens. Yeah, I've had my DM32 since October of last year, and it's become my daily driver. I really like that radio. I carry it around with me everywhere I go. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Actually, the DB25D is a pretty cool radio, too. I really like the fact that it can do both analog and digital APRS, and it'll even do them simultaneously. I wish the DM32 would do analog APRS, but it can't have everything, I guess. But, yeah, I really like the 32. You know, I can work an event that lasts all day, 8 hours, 10 hours, and then leave the radio on and be talking on it, and the battery just keeps going and going. Probably the best battery on this Baofeng compared to any of the smaller Baofengs that we have. It's impressive. But, yep, I'm pretty sure it's that weather alert setting is what's got you blocked. So hopefully be able to get that weather alert turned off and confirm the weather stations are still working.
Any VZR for ID. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot, Garden. I'll go check that right now. And, yeah, I know what you mean about the battery. They just last forever. I bought a second battery from Amazon for only $12 or $13 or something like that, and I haven't even used the thing. Man, I love that radio. It just runs on that battery all week long. Over to you, Gordon.
I'm glad the batteries are easy to come by, and they actually screw on to the radio, so you don't worry about, when you're fumbling to get it into your belt clip or out of your belt clip, or you set it down on the table a little too hard, the battery doesn't pop off or come unlocked like some of the other Baofeng radios. I really like the build quality on that stuff. Not too wild about the military, like the dark green color, but, you know, it's for the price, I'm happy with the radio. It definitely works well. K8DIY.
Yeah, be careful when you take that battery off, though, because I've lost that screw. That screw has fallen out of the unused battery, and then I recovered it again. So you got to be real careful with that screw because it's a special screw. You can't just use any. I don't think you can just use any old screw to put that battery in. So, yeah, be careful. Yeah, mine's green also, but I love it. I love the little radio. I think they got a lot of things like Baofeng did when they came out with their radio. I mean, it's not as fancy as those, these guys got the fancy Motorolas and everything, but heck, for $46, you know, that thing's on for sale right now for $46 from Amazon. $46, you cannot beat that. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. On the battery, I've noticed that it wants to come all the way out of the battery when you're loosening it, rather than kind of being captivated in there. So that is definitely an item that you have to watch out for. So far I haven't needed to swap the battery. Mine came with the little battery and the bigger battery, and I put the big battery on it right away. And it's still there, and the little battery is in the pack in case I need it for something. But $46 on Amazon. I think I know two people that just purchased it during that sale. So hopefully we'll hear them here on Statewide One sooner or later. I know they're just getting the radios programmed up, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, if it's any help, Gordon, if you can go to the Macomb County APRC, APRC, Macomb County APRC website in there, I have a code plug with all the MI5 stations in it. And Cliff has got one too, NHCAF. He's got one in there, so you can take a look at both of them, and maybe those people could use those, download those code plugs, and maybe use those for setting up their own. Maybe it'll help them. I had to go from nothing all the way up to DMR. It was the first radio that I had here when I just got my ham license last year or year before last, and yeah, it was really frustrating, but I'm glad I went through it. Now I know how to program it. So let me say 73s. I'm going to go over there and try that on that valve thing and give, I think you were trying to talk to Cujo, K-C-A-K-J-O. Give him a call again. He's probably done doing whatever it was he was doing. I was going to call him. I tried calling him, too, because I was going to ask him if he knew this problem with the radio, but I'm going to go check it out. So thanks a lot, Gordon. This is BZR saying 73s.
All right. Well, fine business, Brian. Thanks for the tip. The code plug source, I'll mention that on the chat group, the Discord group that I'm on here. If anybody's looking for a code plug to get started on, I would be happy to share mine. But in usual fashion, my code plug is enormous and a mess, so it's not necessarily good for starting out on. But, 73 to you as well. Good luck reprogramming that DM32. I'm sure you turn that option back off again and your weather stations will reappear. So catch on down the log, NAZR-KATIY. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KEADIY, KEADIY, NAZR.
Hello again, Brian. Any luck?
Yes, sir, Gordon, thank you very much. That fixed it. I went into that setting that you told me about, and the radio came right on. That's awesome. I am so happy now. Thank you very much, Gordon.
All right. Well, fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. And, I definitely am a fan of simple fixes and quick fixes, too. So I'm glad to hear you got your weather stations back. And yeah, next time you're on the computer updating your code plug, or if you're running the code plug from the Macomb County group there, maybe suggest that they add the NOAA stations as a standalone group to their code plug, and then everybody will have them and can keep weather alert turned on. It is a handy feature.
Yeah, Gordon, I'm talking to you on the DM32 right now, and you sound excellent coming in on mine. Yeah, I'm going to go and do that and do some reprogramming on this radio just as soon as I can see properly. All right, Gordon, thanks a lot. Again, 73 is BDR, word monitoring.
Yeah, you have 73 to you as well. I wish I could find a simple fix for this antique computer that I'm messing with, but my frustration level with it is maxed out. It doesn't even want to turn on now, so I'll let it rest for a little bit before messing with it again. KATIY, I'll be on the side monitoring.
Hey, BZR, this is WAEAP. Well, you took off, WAEAP.
Was that a call for NABZR? This is NABZR, we're listening.
Yep, just wanted to throw in some tips on that DM32. For your digital mic gain, a bunch of us played around with it for several months, and the setting called Enhance 2 is a recommended mic gain setting. I think there's like Enhance 1, Enhance 2, and Enhance 3. Well, not sure what code plug you have, but I would set your mic gain to Enhance 2.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I'll set it to Enhance 2. How did it sound? Did it sound too loud? I'm not sure, but I think it's on Enhance 3 right now. I'm not on the DM32 right now. I'm back on the DB25D. But was my audio mic gain up too high? Over?
It's hard to tell. The other gentleman out there is extremely quiet. I think it was A8DIY. He was really low, so I even got my automatic gain set, and he was still pretty low, but. It's hard to tell with digital unless you get like three or four people out there, but I was just saying that for most purposes, everybody has set their mic gain to Enhance 2. So, I mean, you might get away with Enhance 1 or Enhance 3 depending on your voice. Some people talk louder than others, so yeah, I would say that's a good starting point.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I really appreciate that. I have a habit of getting excited and, as a newer ham and yelling in the microphone, and I'm trying to prevent that from happening. But I'll go check their radio right now and see where she's at. Thank you very much.
Call sign here is WAEAP, and the first name is Eric over here in Shelby Township, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like I was telling Gordon, I'm recovering from cataract surgery. I couldn't see the screen. I thought you were Brian. Are you M-W-A-E-A-P, over?
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. And usually they do the cataract one eye at a time, so probably have a patch over one eye. You're a pirate. You're definitely a pirate.
Oh, I'm having a heck of a time here. I had really bad eyes, you know. I had like minus 8.5 in the left eye is what they corrected for. And I have my glasses are set up to 4 diopter on the right eye because I used to have monovision, you know, where one eye was for distance and one eye was for close. I need like an 8 in the right eye, and I had it set for 4. My glasses aren't right. Nothing's right over here. It's just real hell going through this right now. But we'll get over it in a couple of weeks, and they'll pop the other one in, and two more weeks of healing, and then we'll be okay. Over.
Yep. Well, good luck. And, rig I'm using right now is a TYT MD9600. It's got pretty big display on it, big letters, so easy to see. I know the DM32's got smaller screen, smaller text, but it's pretty sharp, pretty high definition LCD on it for a radio. I was surprised. You know, the sharpness of the LCD and the DM32 is pretty good. So, anyhow, all right. I'll be standing by here if you want to test that audio.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have to get over there to the other side and do some adjusting. Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. But I'll go ahead and adjust that. And I know that Gordon was low also. I just turned my volume up, and then it's fine, you know, talking back and forth to him. And then somebody else kept coming, like when you came in, they come blaring because I had the volume up so high for Gordon, and then you come blaring through. We really need to have like a parrot, you know, for this DMR that we could use to test it and set our mic gains up for. But I'll go over there and take a look at it now, Eric. Thank you very much. 73s, this is NBZR, and we...
Yeah, there is a parrot, and I'll let you know about that when you get back.
All right, I turned my mic up as well. It's been quite a while since I've been accused of being quiet, so I don't want to be the quiet guy over the air. This is Gordon, K8DIY.
Yep, that's better. I'm not sure if you're 100%, if you're peaking 100% or whatever, but it's definitely better.
All right. While I'm using my indoor voice, sitting in the office, been having a bit of a sore throat the last few days, so not pushing, not projecting right now, but I'm on Enhanced One. My worry is that I'll turn it up to 2 or 3, and then I'll get my voice back, and then I'll be blowing everybody's speakers out. So just try holding the mic a little closer and see if that makes a difference on my end. How's the audio now, if you would please?
Yeah, like I said, it sounds pretty good there, but unless someone else gets out there, I have my receive set to, I don't know what it's called, what the setting's called, but it pretty much tries to adjust everybody, 0 dBs or whatever. Works good to a point. Sounds pretty good right there. Looks like you're coming in from a hotspot because your call sign is not coming through. I'm just getting a bunch of random numbers on the screen, so I have no idea what. I guess some reason this site doesn't translate the DMR, or I'm sorry, doesn't translate the hotspot numbers very well. It just kind of spews random numbers on the screen.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate that my ID is not coming across. It almost seems to depend on which of the MI5 repeaters you're on, because I know I've talked with other people, and yes, I am using a hotspot coming in through Brandmeister, and what do they call it, the C-Bridge or something like that. Some repeaters do seem to show my ID or my call sign, and others don't. I don't know what the difference is, but, just one of those quirks of the hobby. I guess we have to pretend we're on analog, where we only know the call sign of the other station when they give it to us. But this is the only option for me. I'm too far away from any MI5 repeaters to get in over RF, especially with a portable K8DIY.
Yep. Where are you, by the way? I'm over here in Shelby Township, just coming in off analog, 10 watts, a homemade outdoor antenna, kind of a hidden antenna, something in a condo.
Hey, all right. Well, it's working good, and hats off to putting together a hidden antenna, playing games with the HOA types, so... I know it's a struggle. I'm glad I live kind of in a rural area where the township doesn't care really what we do, and my neighbors don't care, and I've just got, at one point, had a backyard full of antennas. The winds have brought a lot of them down, but they'll get back up there eventually. But it's still, my location is Manistee, so I'm in northwest Michigan, about an hour south of Traverse City, or 2.5 hours north of Grand Rapids, right on Lake Michigan, if that that helps you out. But yeah, I hope to get an MI5 repeater here eventually. I think closest one's about 75 miles south of me, which maybe I could get with a little bit more power when the band enhancement's going on, but certainly not from a handheld.
Yeah, it looks like the closest one to you is Petoskey, or no, I don't know. I'm looking at the map here, and there's that whole section around Traverse City that's just blank. I'm looking at the heat map here. So yeah, there's that whole upper west corner of the state completely coverage-free.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, I guess, not really anybody who lives over here in that general area other than a couple of islands of population like Traverse City and Petoskey, Charlevoix area, and then nothing until you get down to, like, Muskegon. But, yeah, the I know I can get some of the other repeaters on Muskegon when the weather is just right, when I got when I use the antenna on my tower. I don't know if I can get there with 10 watts, but I guess Petoskey, maybe in a straight line, would be about the same, more equidistant between there and Muskegon. But, yeah, generally I find the RF wants to go south rather than north for whatever reason.
Yeah, I have a cottage up in Roscommon. I used to be able to get into the Mayo site, but that's down. The DMR site's down in Mayo. So I guess the nearest one to me is probably Bay City.
All right, yeah. That's, you know, they're slowly working at filling in all the blank spots on the map, but Michigan is a big state, and we have challenging terrain around here, too, especially it seems the further north you go, the more hills you get to deal with, and certainly taller trees to deal with. But it, I'm really happy the Siemens group has done as much as they have with the MI5 network. It really is a nice resource to have out there, and covers a lot of ground.
NADVR.
Yep, got you in there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Pinconning would be the closest. Pinconning is a little bit north of Bay City. Go ahead there, VZR.
This is NADVR. Yep, I have that enhancement, mic enhancement, set to 4. So I lowered it down to 2. I'm now on enhancement number 2. How do I sound, guys? And by the way, Gordon, you sound great over here. Over.
Yeah, I don't know. You sound pretty good. What mic are you using? You using the factory mic?
Yeah, I'm using the factory mic that's built into the radio. And I'm now on enhancement number 2. Over.
Yep. You sound about the same. It's hard to tell unless you do an A-B comparison really quick. But one thing that people don't realize, or maybe they do, the microphone's on the bottom of the radio. The microphone is not above the keyboard or that space between the keyboard and the LCD, the microphone is all the way at the bottom front. So you might want to talk into the bottom of it and try that.
Yeah, I'm looking right at the microphone hole, and my mouth is about 8 inches away from it. I'm trying not to yell into it. And yeah, I'm directly lined up with that microphone. Over.
Yeah, you probably want to talk a little, I would say talk about 4 inches away and see what that, how that sounds.
Okay, this is about 4 inches away now, over.
Oh yeah, that get it. It also, not only did it make you slightly louder, it gave some, a little bit more high tones. You sound more clear, a little more crisp.
Yeah. I would think so. With such a small hole, that it probably means a lot of getting just the right distance away so you get those high tones open.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to tell you. If you leave it on enhancement 2 and then talk about 3 or 4 inches into the mic, it's good. If you leave it on 2, you won't get all the background noise, and if you do talk really loud, if you're on at 4 and you're in a loud environment, then it's too loud, but a good spot, like I say, Les, we've kind of experimented with it, that way, you know, you can back off a little bit or talk a little bit closer depending on, you know, how loud you can, sometimes you're in a place where you can't talk loud, just talk a little bit closer.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for kind of helping me debug this. What were you going to say about parrot? We were discussing the parrot, over.
Yeah, at talk group 9990, I got it programmed in my radio here. Let me take a look really quick. Talk group 9990, it's a private call, not a group call, private call. If you put that in one of your digital talk groups.
Yeah, I'll set a separate channel up for 990 private. I can't do it right now. I got something else to do. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. 73 NEZR, we listen.
All right, man, catch you later. And if you need any help with that, later on, give me a shout. WEAP.
Well, hey, guys, have a good afternoon. Nice chatting with you both, and I'm going to take a break for some lunch. KATMI, I'll be clear for now.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha, I service. Kilo Echo 8.
KELAX from W8EAP.
W8EAP, this is KEAP. LAX, how's my signal, Eric?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you the last key up was pretty bad. You had about 17.5%. Your last go around was about 3.6. So you're listenable to. I mean, you're readable, but there's a little bit of packet loss.
Copy that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, your last three transmissions, I think it was one transmission, it was minus 10, I'm sorry, 8 and 32%. Yeah, so the last three key-ups were really bad.
I appreciate it. I'm now at full power at 10 watts on the HT. If this isn't good, then I'm way at the end of my rope. I can still receive Detroit. I don't have Novi's repeater in this radio. And according to the heat map, technically Burnside kind of reaches over here, but I can't hear Burnside at all. KE8, oh, that's Friday.
Yeah, that last one was pretty good. I didn't even hear any packet loss at all. You're solid. But, yeah, where are you right now? I call it Packet Loss Park.
Yeah, like I said, I'm so this is Addison Oaks Park in Leonard, and yeah, like I said, I'm on the edge of any Peter.
Yeah, that was good. That last transmission was good. A couple quick questions. What radio is that? I'm thinking it's a BM32. If you said 10 watts, and I was wondering what antenna you were using. Because I have about 15 different antennas over here that I tested out.
Yeah, so I'm holding my radio up in the air. It's a VTech 6X2 Pro, basically the Anytone 878, if you will. And I'm using a replica of the signal stick on a BNC adapter.
Very good, very good. Yep, I usually run a variant of the 771 style. I don't know, it's 17-inch rubber duck, whatever. And good luck with that. But sounding good there. Yeah, I'm familiar with the 6x2. Good radio. Anywho, I'll let you go. Have a nice time at the park. I don't know what's going on out there, but have a good time. W-A-E-A-P.
W-A-E-A-P-K-E-A-L-A-F. Yeah, it's a family reunion.
W-A-E-A-P.
K-E-A-L-A-X. K-E-8-L-A-X-8-B-E-R.
B-E-R, this is K-E-8-L-A-X. How are you, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? I just heard you in here, and I want to give you a shout and say hello. And Eric was helping me adjust my radio and everything. And it's all working now again. Over.
That's awesome. I don't know what I don't know what the problem was, but you're sounding good over here.
Yeah, I'm on my itty bitty little radio here. He helped me fix the DM32 in the other room there. Wasn't getting the NOAA weather radio stations, and I had to set the mic gain to 2. I guess we're all supposed to do that on the MI5 network. Over.
Yeah, that the setting the gain to 2. I wasn't aware from. I adjusted my speaker mic in particular because this is a quiet speaker mic, so I had a couple people on.
Yeah, you sound real good. There's a little pixelization there, but yeah, you sounded really good on that signal stick, Leonard. Okay, just want to jump in and say hello. This is 73 to you. And this is NADCR. We're monitoring.
Sounds good. Have a good rest of your day. And 73, K-E-8-L-A-X.
K-E-8-L-A-X, N-A-W-R-O. D&M in Romeo, how copy?
Solid copy here in Leonard.
What you doing up there? That's not going to work.
Negative. This is my off weekend, and the wife had a family reunion for her side, so we're out here at the Addison Oaks County Park or Community Park, whatever it is.
Oh, very good. I'm heading to a family wedding myself. My nephew's getting married just west of Romeo, so we're going to have a good night tonight as well. Just heard your voice, wanted to chime in there, so have a good one, Gene. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you, sir.
W-R-O-K-K-L-A-X. Yeah, you have a good rest of your night. I'm really trying to make the jump here because I can get into Detroit and I can get into Mount Clemens, so I'm a full 10 watts making it into Mount Clemens from here, so I have to hold the radio up and throw it on 10 watts to get in there, but from what Eric was saying, I'm getting in semi-solid now. So, but you have a good rest of your day, 73, and hope the wedding goes well. KV8, LAX, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I concur, Dean. Good signal, solid, from Romeo, among Clemens. Thanks, and have a good one. NHWRO, clear.
NHWRO, NHBZR.
NAWRO here. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
This radio isn't... could you say again, Tim? This radio isn't picking you up right away. Is it over?
Yeah, I might be at the end of the rope. I'm getting to be west of Romeo now, so... And into some trees and into some terrain, so... You might not be able to copy.
No, I got you that time. It sounded great. Something wrong with this, radiodity radio. It doesn't, I don't know, it's scanning or something in the background. I don't know, it just didn't pick you up right away. But, hey, did you hear what Gordon said about the NOAA weather radio channels on the DM32? If you have the weather alert on, then you won't get any audio from the weather alert channels. You got to turn the weather alert off to hear your NOAA weather radio channels. Over.
Yeah, negative. I did not hear that, so it's a good tip. I'll remember that.
It is to turn the weather radio on, the weather alert on, but set up a separate zone with your NOAA weather radio stations and use that to monitor them. So then you'll get the weather alert and you'll get the audio. He says it's a weird bug that Malfang has to fix and they don't want to fix it. Over.
All right, Brian, I'm getting in some bad area here, so I'm going to have to sign November 8th Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Getting close to my destination. After you, have a good evening.
All right, 73, Tim, NAWRO from N8DZR, 73, so we're monitoring.
W8EAP. Just wanted to throw in, that's not a bug. That's the way it's supposed to work. NOAA alert is when there's a bad weather conditions coming, tornado, floods, hurricane, high winds. NOAA transmits a 1,050 hertz tone. So when you got your radio set to weather alerts, it's only going to work when there's a tone being sent. So it's not really a bug. That's just the way it's supposed to work. Now, if you want to listen to the regular NOAA radio all the time, then, yeah, you can just punch in 162.55.
Yeah, that's what I should have done, but I didn't do that. I just saw that when I hit the asterisk, the stations weren't coming in. I thought it was broke. But, yeah, I see what you mean. It's not really a bug. It's But they could have said something in the manual and made it a little bit clearer about that. Maybe they do, and I just missed it. Over.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of radios are like that now. I got like 55 walkie-talkies, and it says weather alert. Yeah, it's only going to come on when there's a weather alert being sent. But yeah, they really don't send that, but. Say the information in the manual, but from having police scanners for like 40 years in weather radios, I know all about that little 1,050 hertz tone they set out. Like my brother has one of those desktop weather radios, and he has it set up like that, so anytime there's a impending bad weather, it goes off.
Yeah, we used to have a radio at another place that I worked at that had that weather alert tone on it. And now where I work at now, we don't have anything that would come on to alert you. So I think I'm going to start bringing my VM32 to work, especially here in the summertime when we have all this thunderstorm activity. And I'll just have it there monitoring, you know, the weather radio to have the alert set on it. And I can see how you would not want the radio on. I mean, you would not want to know where the radio on, although I like listening to it all the time. It should be off when the alert is enabled. Over.
Yeah, another thing I noticed is that on most of the radios that have, like, a weather button that you can listen to the weather at any time, the squelch is up really high, and you can't adjust it because it's not using the regular squelch control. So what I like to do is just punch in my local weather frequencies into the main memory bank. And that way, you know, you can pick them up all the time. You don't have to be sitting by a window or whatever. Because, I don't know, for some reason you got to have, like, a really, really strong signal sometimes for the built-in weather band to work.
Yeah, I don't think they're transmitting with that much power. If I'm remembering correctly, I think it's just a 40-watt signal that comes out of White Lake for 162.55 megahertz. I'm not sure, but I think that's only a 40-watt radio. Over.
That's true, and sometimes they just don't transmit at all. Sometimes they're a lot weaker than others. Like some days they boom in, and some days they're like really weak, so... yeah, I heard they're going to be doing away with that pretty soon since everybody has, you know, weather apps on their phones and really not too many people that listen to the radio for their weather. They just check their app on their phones. One of those things that might be going bye-bye pretty soon.
Oh, I hope they don't do that. Well, this is NABZR for ID. I hope they don't do that. We need to have the radios. And they don't have any good application for weather radio information to come over the internet, you know, where you can listen to weather radio stations. They don't have that figured out yet. I hope they don't make that go away. Please tell me they're not going to make that go away.
Yeah, well, if you have an Amazon device, I'm not going to say the name of the device, because if I say that, all my devices will go off. But the Amazon device, if you ask it, you know, what the weather is, it'll give you the full synopsis, whatever. But not everybody has. So, yeah, I agree. We should probably leave it on there. Leave it going.
Yeah, it can't cost them that much money to run that radio. Oh man, when I go up north, I don't have no internet up north, and I can't pick nothing up. I really rely on that radio a lot for, you know, snowstorms and winter summer weather. Wow.
Hold on a second here. I don't know why I let go. I accidentally let go of the mic. Anywho, yeah, if you have Sirius XM in your car, there's always the weather there too. That will work everywhere. But not everybody has that.
Yeah, that's true. But I think we just have like a basic subscription, and I don't know if the weather comes through on that. The weather maps don't come through with the basic subscription. You have to have a more advanced subscription for the weather maps. But I don't know about the weather radio. I have to take a look at it. I don't even have it in my car. My wife just has it. I have it in her car. I have to go take a look at it. Over.
Yeah, a long time ago, it would be Detroit and Las Vegas on the same channel. And sometimes you would hear Las Vegas's weather and Detroit, and sometimes while it was saying the Las Vegas weather, it would come up on the screen saying, you know, we'll be right back. And that, because people were getting confused because they're tuning into the weather and getting Detroit and Las Vegas. I don't see how you could get those two cities mixed up. So now they have Detroit and Chicago on the same channel, which is pretty close to the same weather.
Yeah, on the ship to shore radio in the boat, I pick up New York and Ohio a lot, but I rarely... Pennsylvania I would get, but I don't think I got anything beyond any of those states.
WAP. Well, another good thing about a constant signal like that is you can tell if there's a band opening on VHF. If you can pick up a strong signal on every single one of the 10 channels, you know there's a band opening.
Yeah. Hey, Gordon, in regard to the NOAA weather radio stations, sometimes I look up there and Google them and it comes up with 7 stations, and sometimes the DM32 radio has 10 stations. What's the difference between the 7 and the 10 stations? Do you know? Over.
This is Eric. And, yes, the 3 are Canadian stations. The last 3 are Canadian, and they're in, like, the 161 and 163, I think. They're different than the... Yeah, so the last 3 are Canadian.
Well, sorry about that, Eric. Sorry about that. I didn't see the display. Do you know if we can pick up those Canadian stations?
Normally, I could barely pick up Sarnia. But like I said, when it's a good band opening on VHF, I can pick up all 3 really strong. So, yeah, I can usually pick up the 161.775. That usually comes in every night.
Okay, I have to go try that on my radio. Yeah, I have to check those. I've never even tried to listen to those 3 stations at the end there. Sarnia is where all the traffic is controlled for the freighters up and down the, the lakes and the rivers over here. They do all that. They got a really good radio on VHF.
Yeah, back when I was in Sterling Heights, I had a huge antenna farm on the roof. And I had a scanner antenna like 60 feet in the air, 99.13 coax. It's like, hell, I'm 400 nowadays. But, and I used to pick up all the boats out there on the lake. And, yeah, it was good listening sometimes, listening to the boat traffic.
Yeah, I got a Discone radio antenna from Radio Shack here inside my office or my shack. I'd like to get that on a pole up there, get it up as high as I could and see what I can get.
Yeah, the Radio Shack one. And I had a Diamond one, and I had an Icon one. The Icon one I had at my cottage for a while, and then the wind blew it down. A lot of, you know, bad thing about those discones when you have the 6 meter and 10 meter attachments, you know, you get the extra radials and the extra vertical radio. They're terrible in the wind. They're just too flimsy. They're good to be mounted indoors, but outdoors they're pretty flimsy.
Yeah, I got a nice Diamond dual band VHF UHF antenna with some decent gain. And it's still sitting here next to the TV because I came down with this eye thing and it's too hot to go on a roof. And as soon as it cools off a little bit and these eyes heal up, I think I'm going to go up there and put that thing on the roof.
Yep. Like I said, I'm in a condo, so I can't really do much. But I do have like a hidden antenna on the balcony, second story balcony. It's kind of hidden. And it's not ideal. I got coax running through a window adapter, which is a lot of loss. I'm probably losing all the gain I gained from mounting it outdoors. I probably lost through that stupid through the window adapter. So thinking about bringing it kind of inside, putting it on the windowsill might work better.
Yeah, or just drill a hole in a wall.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. Now, there is already a hole in the wall on my front balcony, but that's facing the street, and anything I do on that balcony would be visible. But, yeah, there's a nice hole right there. But, you know, my master bedroom is on the other side of the house, so I'd have to run along. So, I mean, it wouldn't be ideal. I could put an antenna on the front balcony, but I have to move my radios over from the kitchen.
Yeah, old Joe Farah, KE4ZYQ, he had an antenna in the attic, and he lived in a condo or something, or a townhouse or something. And his signal was so good, he would get out all over the place, and that's what got me interested in antennas. I went to go order an antenna like what he had, and then they changed their mind. I said, "Where's my antenna? I didn't get it yet." And they said, "Oh, well, we gotta charge you $28 or $38 to ship it." And I go, "I ain't gonna pay $38 for a $40 antenna. Keep it." And that led me into all these construction projects of building all these different antennas, collinear, coaxial antennas, and stuff. I learned a lot. I bought myself a VNA, one of those little VNA-Hs, and yeah, I learned a lot with the antennas, but then I finally went back to, I didn't have anything with a good rate ohm on it, so I just bought the Diamond. I found a good price for it, and now I'm ready to put that one up on the roof and just say goodnight, over.
W-A-E-A-P, yeah, I experimented with one in my attic, but it just depends on, you know, material. Your roof, you know, and your insulation, you know, it's got metallic, you know, kind of that foil coating on it. So I found that where I have it mounted now is the best for my situation. But, yeah, I know a lot of people that do have antennas in their attic. And it's hard to get up in my attic, though. You got to contort yourself pretty good, so. Anywho, yeah. Put that antenna outdoors, get it up in the air, height as might, and use good coax. That's the only thing I can tell you. Use good coax and get it up as high as you can.
Yeah, I bought some of this coax, what is it, Times Microwave. I forget what the number is, something 440 or something. Times Microwave. I got some real good coax. And I only got 25 feet to go from the top of the roof down to my office, which is directly below the peak of the roof. So I just bought 25 feet of it. So I don't think I'm going to have much loss at all.
So I guess about 20 feet of coax, but like I said, it's going through one of those adapters. So you can, like, close the window on it. So you're losing probably a couple dBs at least through that at this frequency.
And it'd be the R for ID. Is that one of those capacitive adapters where it just goes through the glass?
Negative. It's a full-size SO239 on both ends. It's about what it does is the coax is like a ribbon. It's like a flat ribbon. So you can put it, like I got it going through my sliding door wall. So yeah, it's just basically coax that like turns into like a ribbon.
Oh yeah, okay, I see. Well, if it's short enough, it shouldn't have that much loss.
Well, you're taking the good coax and converting it down to a ribbon, which has got high losses on UHF. Well, they even say that it's better for HF and VHF, you know, HF, 6 meter VHF, but UHF, you know, there's a lot of loss because of the coax, you know, converting into a ribbon.
Yeah, in that case, I could just drill a hole and poke the cable through there and then solder connectors on the end. Don't tell the HOA.
Yeah, I might do that. I'm not getting around too good right now. I had a really bad back surgery, and it's a long story, but it started to heal, and now it's getting worse, so can't get around too good right now. I thought I'd be getting around pretty good by now, but unfortunately, there's some difficulties, and surgeon kind of doesn't want to, he's kind of like trying to distance himself and trying to find a doctor and a specialist, you know, you make an appointment and it's like two months away and I don't know. So I'm working on it. So right now I'm not very active.
Well, don't push yourself. Just take your time. Take it slow. Take it day by day, I guess. Give me a holler if you need some help. Once I get these eyes fixed, and maybe I could help you if you want to do something. Give me a call.
Yeah, it's difficult for me because I was very active, bike riding every day, snowmobiling, four-wheeling, walking, and now I can't do none of that. I can barely walk. Yeah, brand new car sitting in the garage that I really can't drive. So, yeah, it's tough. So. Hopefully the next month or so we'll figure out what's going on. And if not, I got to go find new doctors and start the whole thing over again.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to have a second opinion anyways.
Well, I did get a second opinion on my back. He goes, yeah, your back is messed up and you're ugly. That's my second opinion. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it the lower back, the lumbar?
No, my whole spine is my whole spine is bolted together.
ABZR. Oh yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, my sister-in-law got in a car wreck and she had a couple of vertebrae fused together, but that was just a couple. Sounds like you got something more going on.
Yeah, the whole L1 to S1, all the way up to the T1. That's 7 discs, I believe. 6 or 7.
Wow. What, did you have an accident?
Nope, just disc deterioration disease or whatever. I don't know if it's a disease or not, but yeah, all the discs were gone, bone on bone. Spinal cord was being stenosis. Severe stenosis, I guess, is a medical term. But no, it's just over time, I'm doing a lot of activities. I don't know. I was hoping to get a couple fuse, but they had to, like, fuse all of them. it's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how you could even bend over if you had all that many fused together. I don't know, maybe you could, but I don't know how that works. Yeah, I got stenosis in my spine and my neck, but it's not really severe yet. But, yeah, I feel your pain, man. I know what that's like.
Yeah, the first month I spent in first 5 weeks, week in the hospital, 4 weeks at a nursing home. That wasn't too bad because they had me all drugged up. And I came home and I was doing better, up to the fourth or fifth month. I was getting better and better. I'm just at my seventh month, so the last 2 months have plateaued and gotten worse, so. First 4 or 5 months I was making headway, and in the last month or two I've been going backwards, so I figured this out, because I was on short-term disability. That's over with. I got to get my ass back to work.
I hope you're drinking a lot of water, because those discs, they need water in them, and you should be drinking a lot of water. Are you doing that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can bend over, but it's using, the bottom disc. And then, the top few discs are moving, so I can bend over. It's just the whole spine doesn't bend. Just it kind of pivots at 2 or 3 points instead of the whole thing. So, yep, I'm drinking a lot of water, but, like I said, the discs are held together with spacers, and there's metal or titanium rods, so got a lot of them there.
Wow, man, I feel for you.
Yeah, it's not easy or comfortable to fall asleep, and the mornings are the worst, so 4 o'clock in the afternoon now, and I'm just starting to feel a little bit better, where I can walk a little bit better. That's pretty bad. So, I got some doctor's appointments next week, and they're going to see if some epidermal injections or something. They may have to take some more CAT scans or MRIs. I don't know where it's going, but I got to get back. I got to get back going. I got to get back on my feet.
Yeah, well, the epidural, I think, would just mask the problem. They got to get in there and fix it. So, maybe the other spine doctor didn't fix it right, or maybe there's a better way to do it, and maybe he's just not aware of it. I don't know.
WEAP. Well, this guy's been doing it for 30 years, and he teaches other doctors at the Mayo Clinic. He goes around, the Mayo Clinic and all these big hospitals and teaches other doctors how to do it. So I think he knew it. I'm not saying he didn't do it right. It's just, in my particular situation, there's something that's not healing right. So he's got to figure that out. Last time I talked to him, which is, about maybe 2 months ago, if that, he just said, yeah, just give it more time. His thing was just give it more time. Well, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And so I got, like I said, I'll be seeing him next week to see what he says.
Yeah. Well, maybe it does take a lot of time to heal, but maybe he's right about there. But, sometimes you got, an older guy that's got a lot of experience, and that's good. And I'm sure he did a good job, but sometimes he's, new kids come right out of school, they got a different idea, Maybe you should get a second opinion like that. Maybe somebody newer just out of school has got different ideas. I don't know.
Well, that's my next step, but, These are all specialists, and if they're any good, it's like 2 month waits to get into them. So you know, it's not like I can just go through a phone book. Sorry.
I mean, you're gonna be going through the waiting period anyways.
I got other radios and people are telling me to shut up, so I better shut up.
What's that? It didn't come through.
I said I got guys on other radios next to me that are telling me to shut up.
All right, Eric, it's been nice talking to you. I got to get back to work here, and we'll say 73s, and it's been real nice talking to you. And we'll still be listening on the radio, but I'm going to get back to work here. Any DZR, we're in.
Yeah, no problem. It's just my friends always make jokes that I shouldn't be talking about my back on the radio. Probably shouldn't be. But anyhow, there you go. Nice talking to you, and we'll talk at you later. And we're going to be slowly getting around. W-A-E-A-P.
N-A-C-A-L. Before both of you go, I've got an idea for both of you, since you both live in places where you're having difficulties installing antennas and whatnot. You guys might want to consider getting a bulkhead connector or a barrel connector, the SO239 type. They're available in length up to 12 inches long. You just basically have to drill a hole through the wall and install the bulkhead connector, and then you connect coax to either side of it. And with that gentleman not hearing a response, suppose you have a good afternoon. This is NHCAL.
Your audio is very low. I can barely hear you.
Does this help any?
You got to check your mic gain. Go test yourself on a parrot.
What I'm using is a headset that was supplied with the radio. I was curious as to how well it was doing. If it's that quiet with this thing happening from my mouth, I'm not sure my gain's going to help that much. The radio, the DM32UV, I've got the gain set at 5. I haven't tried any of the enhanced ones yet.
Yeah, I have an Anytone 890, and I have the thing on max volume 8 level, and then I have to turn my volume all the way up to hear you, so I don't know what that tells you. This radio is normally really loud. And here it is with the stock microphone built into the radio itself. I just unplugged the headset. Yeah, it's a little better. I can't remember what I have my DM32 set to. I think I just have it on the maximum possible gain on the DM32. Or no, it was either like enhanced 1 or enhanced 2. That's what I had it on. One of those two.
All right, I'm going to set mine to enhanced 2, and then I'll plug that earpiece headset back in and see how that does.
All right, this is with the earpiece and mic hanging on a wire with the mic being set to enhanced 2. How's this going?
Yep, there you go. You got it.
Good deal, because I was looking at maybe being forced to use this at some point in time, and I just wanted to make sure it worked right and that I had it set up right. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Alrighty, I'm going to clear out of here. I just talked. I've got Eric doing the same thing to me. Alright, talk to you later. Can't say that.
Alright, you have a good one, dude. 73. And you see you clear.
KCHKJO.
KCHKJO. NHDZR.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Say that again. Please repeat your last message.
Oh, I said, how are you doing? I'm going through an open spot via my cellular Wi-Fi.
No, your signal's fine. It's just my radio over here. I have both radios on, the DM32 and this little itty-bitty radio, and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know, it's doing something else. It's scanning some other stuff in the background. I got to figure out what's the matter with it, and it doesn't pick you up. But the second time it came through, fine.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm in on Harson's Island right now.
Oh, awesome. Are you using the hotspot in the truck? And do you hear what W8 EAP Eric was talking about, and KE8DIY Gordon. They were talking about the DM32 radio, and it wasn't picking up the NOAA weather radio stuff. And it was because I had the weather alert on. When you turn the weather alert on, it shuts off the audio from the NOAA weather radio stations. Over.
So when you turn the weather alert on in the DM32, it shuts it off everywhere else? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when the weather alert is on, it turns off the weather stations. And if you turn the weather alert off, then the weather stations come back on again. One of the workarounds is to have a special zone set up with just the weather stations in it. And then you can have the weather alert on, and you can also listen to it. Or.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
See, now this radio's not picking you up again, but I hear my other radio, my DM32 in the other room. It's picking you up, no problem.
No, I don't know what's going on. But I'm just running cellular hotspot.
Oh, awesome. That's cool. What you doing out at Harper's Island?
Oh, just tooling around with Melissa and her brother. He hasn't been over here for quite a while, so we brought him over here.
Yeah, you guys took the ferry across. Is that Champion Ferry still running out that way?
Yeah, the ferry's still running. It was $16 this time.
Wow, I had no idea it was that expensive. I thought it was just for a couple of bucks because it was just a stone throw across the river.
Nope, $16.
They were talking one time about making a bridge, I think, to go over there, weren't they?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, then the freighters couldn't get past.
Yeah, there was a bridge or something that they were talking about doing at one time. At one time, I think the ferries ran into some problems, and they ran into money problems, and they couldn't do it anymore, or I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, it seems like every other conversation this radio won't pick up, and I can hear my other radio in the other room. That's how I can hear you. This thing is weird. I'm going to have to reprogram this thing and see if that fixes it. All right, Tom. Just want to jump in here and say hello. Got to get back to work here. So 73s, give Melissa a hug for me, and we'll talk to you soon. Any DZR monitoring.
Sounds good. She says hello, by the way. So I'll chat later. I got the radio on if I'm going to the other side of the island. KJL 73 for now.
KFA FGS Mobile.